I made a statement some time ago that you see, there's no black nation, there's no nation that black men ruled and that they made great advancement. Then shortly after that, I watched Miles Morrow. And he said that the Bahamas is the only black nation on the earth that there's stability, that there's progress. And this is the interesting part. I said, I didn't even know that. And he said their constitution was, listen to this, was written with the Bible. I said, I'm happy. The word of God was the foundation for the constitution of the Bahamas. It's a small island with few black men, but it's a developed country. Why? Because the word of God was given central position. Let me tell you, all this one that you keep on telling yourself, one day I was watching late Abraham, I hope it's late, though. Abraham Adesanya. I was watching him on TV, late Abraham Adesanya. And he said, talking about his viewpoint on Nigerian politics, he said, I see myself first as an Ijebu man before I see myself as a Yoruba man. Then I see myself as a Yoruba man first before I see myself as a Nigerian. I said, go on. You see yourself first as a Nigerian before you see yourself as an African. That is rubbish. That's what the Bible calls carnal-mindedness. I see myself first, listen to this, I'm talking to believers now, as a believer before I check where I am from, naturally speaking. That's why I keep on telling you, who is my right husband? Who is my right wife? If you say, I want to marry from my place, you don't decrease. As a Christian, grace is your portion. That is, no, I know what I'm saying. Because Jesus has delivered us. We are the ones that now use our hands to go into iniquity. I told you, you make up your mind the sphere of life you want to operate in. There is a sphere of judgment which is dictated by operations of the flesh. If he said, he that is born of flesh is what? Flesh. When they say, I'm from Anambra, I'm from this, I'm from that, I'm from this, that is called flesh. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, you know the problem we have? We don't know the meaning of Christianity. We'll be afraid to disobey God anyhow. He said it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He was talking to Christians. Go and read Romans chapter 3. He explained that because God is just, the soul that sinned, believer or unbeliever, he dies. Are you getting my point? So I keep on saying, if you don't want your portion to be like that of the natural man, you don't make choices like the man that's of the flesh. If they say, like I said earlier, black men don't make advancement easily, it's not a lie. You go to America, the proportion of blacks in jail is annoying. Yes. They are less than 15% of the population. They are half of the jail population. They are always in prison. We can have all kinds of explanations. I was reading the book, that book, Outliers. Interesting to read, but I said, this man, you are trying to explain some spiritual things. That is what your explanations are right, but they still come. Those are the arrangements of spiritual forces to demonstrate that which is going on in the realm of the spirit. You can explain that it's because their fathers were slaves. You can explain anything you like. The fact is that at the end of the day, all right, there is a curse operating. And until there is an interruption, because there's something about sin, I'm talking about sin and the consequences thereof. This is how sin is. Sin injects death into the earth. Are you getting my point? Now, death will now reign. Go and read Romans chapter 5. I'm not going to spend time now. We had a series in the book of Romans. You can listen to the series also. Especially that Romans chapter 5 axis. It said, death reigned from Adam unto Moses, until Moses. There must be an active force to interrupt the reign of death. Otherwise, it will always reign. In the nation of Israel, God trying to bring, listen to this, one of the words we picked, the inheritance. God trying to bring an inheritance for the people. He had to give them, listen, spiritual laws that are in agreement with his person and the way he made the universe so that he might bring prosperity to them. So he said, as long as you obey these laws, it shall be righteousness unto you. What does that mean? That is what interrupts the reign of death. What is death? I was explaining. Death is the reason why the black man was under forever. Death is the reason why his own advancement, he keeps going backwards. Why people are going forward? One day, a friend of mine, a colleague, well, fellow copper, he annoyed me once. There's this lie we tell ourselves that we were developing. And the wise man came to stop the development. I said, ignorance is the only reason why you say such things. What were you developing? African man develop. What kind of insult to common sense is that? The man who came across oceans, you, apart from this small canoe you paddle, you ever go beyond the creeks of Niger Delta? You say you were developing. What do you call development? That one of my friends, my colleague was saying that we had our own technology before the white man came. I said, what do you call technology? Please, excuse me. What do you call technology? So anyway, one day, technology for knowing which rope is strong to climb palm tree. Called technology. So one day we were there. He now saw some of these local malams who go around singing songs and playing instruments. So they were tapping some instruments they were playing. Not strange instrument. I never said it was not guitar. It was not a keyboard. It was instrument like harp and the tambourine, stuff like that. He said, "Hey, I told you we had our own technology." You know, God help me with anger, amen. I wanted to rush the guy. That you call this technology. Go and ask, look, I'm a pathologist. When you find out when the Germans had been studying tissues at the microscopic level, you won't be able to open your mouth and call that technology. When men have been building transcontinental rail lines and powering their cars with trains running on water, steam engines, do you know how many hundreds of years we are talking about? That in the year 1993, a man is tapping, bong, 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 and you're telling me you have technology. Do you know when... Look. I looked at the man like, be careful. One day somebody demonstrated to me, go and check it. You see the story. The Arabs gave mathematics to the world. Why? Descendants of Abraham. Look at you. Look. The ability to see. God poured into the descendants of Shem. They ruled the world. Technology. Anyway, may I not go that side? Till today is holding sway. Sin will keep you in bondage. You see a lot of people, they go in America. Oh, these are our brethren. Michael Tyson made $300 million boxing. He's broke. Whitney Houston sang and sang and sang and sang. She's broke. And owing money. The general white man has a mentality that the black person is not smart. They have their reasons. They are wrong, but they have their reasons. They have their reasons. If you take a black child and a white child, test them properly, the brain is the same. But when they move out to life, spiritual forces take over. Yes, that's what I'm trying to bring up. That's why when that man writing the book Outliers, I said these are the issues. He doesn't understand that. He's trying to explain the natural plane, but that's how spiritual forces work. You see a man who has a good brain. He doesn't, look, with his good brain, he doesn't do anything. That's why locally we now start talking about ancestral curses. And I told you, they are not lies. Except that the therapy they are giving to those curses doesn't work. The only therapy that works, there are two sides to it. Let me not waste time on the second one. The most important one is that of faith, in which you detach yourself from the ancestry that brings forth death and attach yourself to the one that brings forth life. He said the first man was from the earth, earthy. He said, but the second man has become a life. No, he said the first man was became a living soul, but the second man became what? A life-giving spirit. That it turns over the forces of death. That's why, be careful. That I don't say, in our village, that's how it is done. If you ever go for a New Year festival, you're of the devil. I know what I'm telling you. You don't offer first fruits to the village gods anymore. It's wrong. Be careful. When they are doing the young festival, travel. You have a conference. Say, who's your? You and your friend gather together. Two or three shall gather in my name and with them. So go for a conference between your friend and your Holy Spirit. Your father says, where are you going? Say, I have a conference.
travel.
Don't, no, listen, because the gods that the ancestors served, if you stretch your hand towards them, they don't know how to make men prosper. I was reading the scriptures. Isaiah was speaking. I was Isaiah or David now. I don't know which one I was reading. He said, he was describing the gods. He said, they have eyes, they don't see. They have ears, they don't hear. They have a nose, they don't smell. They have legs, they can't walk. He described everything. He now said, those who worship them become like them. You serve native gods, you will never make advancement in your life. You respect local traditions, you will never prosper. I'm trying to describe what the Bible calls death. That's why they tell you that. Listen, there are statements that don't, they don't come from the mouth of believers. There's one, this outcast issue in Eastern Nigeria. I never saw it until I came to this side. Believers are not meant to repeat it. You don't discuss it. You don't discuss it. You don't discuss it. No, there are things you excuse yourself from. Because God said it simply. Whether you're a Jew or Gentile, believer or not, the soul that sins dies. What I do for the believers, I take him out of sin. I forgive his former sin and he starts walking in righteousness. He starts walking by faith. He starts living a life of holiness and a life of righteousness. That way, he's permanently immune to the forces of death. Look! Sin is deadly. People look at sin all the time and say, you don't thief, you don't fornicate, you don't lie, you don't cheat. Mm-mm, that one are the obviously moral sinful things. There are sins of giving yam during yam festival. That's a sin. There are times of ignorance. It's okay. From now, don't ever pour libation to nobody. Let me add this one to it. You better stop the worship of cola. The cola that can't speak English, better go and read the Bible. No, I'm telling you. We have to be careful. You know, people don't understand some things. You know what Rabbi Zachariah said? He said, religion, you know, he was quoting somebody. He said, culture, all right, is a cloth that religion wears. That the essence of culture is religion. What does that mean? If you see people practicing something, if you investigate very well, you discover where it started from. And sometimes we have to start working our way out of it. I told you when I was born, the name I bear now, that's not the name my father bore. My father's name was Ogunshina. When I grew up, I said, Ogun has opened this door long enough. Yes, my name became Olushina, which means the Lord is the one in charge of the door now. Yes. Because they have eyes they can't see. You know, people make me laugh. They worshipped Ogun all these years. When white man brought the car, they say Ogun is a god of iron. Is iron used all motor parks in the West, at least in my state. They still do Ogun festival till today. Because they drive cars made of iron. I say, oh, you foolish Galatians. Why didn't Ogun give you technology of car all these years? You worshipped him for centuries. He couldn't give you a car. The men who served the true God, God gave them inspiration and wisdom. They built the car. You know what sin does? He removes people's brains. God gives birth to you with full brain as you grow and walk in iniquity. It starts shrinking. Yes, it starts shrinking. You can't think anymore. He said, those who worship them become like them. That's what the Bible says. They have eyes they can't see. They have ears they can't hear. They have legs they can't walk. They have nose they can't smell. They have mouth they can't speak. Those who worship them become exactly like them. That's what sin does. So when God looked at Adam, let's go back to our story of Genesis. He said, cursed is the earth because of you. God was not angry. He was giving a lecture. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? What did I say? He was giving a lecture. Oh, brother Adam, sit down. From today, the earth is cursed because of you. What happened? When you ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will discover that men like you cannot cause productivity to come out of this earth. You don't have the power anymore. No be fight. It's called the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And I said something to us that last time. I said, sin does not only affect you as a person, it affects your environment. Read Rick Joyner. You know that the earthquake of 1994 in California was targeted at sexual immorality. Go and read Rick Joyner. Pat Robertson made a statement the other time that the current earthquake in Haiti, the one that Haitians are still suffering from, he says because they had a pact with the devil. I don't know whether they had a pact with the devil or not, but that it is a result of sin and idolatry is a matter of fact. As a country where they still have association of voodoo priests. Serious people are having association of evangelical ministers. They are having association of voodoo priests. Now, earthquake, let them wait. If they think that judgment has ended, me, I not talk. California had four in 1 year. Four. Earthquake, hurricane. Hurricane Andrew came the same year that earthquake came. Or the same season. Bushfires came, ravaged everywhere. One woman said, I'm going out. So I'm packing away. Say, what kind of thing is this? I now remember the scriptures. Said the earth became polluted. The land became polluted and it vomited up the inhabitants. I said, yeg below. This woman has been vomited out. That was 1994. 1993, 94. Now, what am I going to explain? Listen. Sin kills. It makes men stupid. If God withdraws his spirit, the Bible says they expire. They become like animals. Listen. If human beings don't have the spirit of God flowing through them, after a while, the whole generation of people, we have brains like that of baboons. I'm telling you the truth. And then evolution will become correct. You know the problem with biologists who study evolution? Their study is like studying computers and not thinking about the power source and the software. The difference between us and animals is not biology. That's why evolutionists get confused. Because, listen, the biology of rats and human beings are so similar. The difference in the genes of a chimpanzee and a human being is less than 3%. When we want to test drugs, whether they work in people, we start with rats. I'm telling you, the way rats' liver behaves, to a large extent, is the way the human liver behaves. When doctor tells you that the LD50, the lethal dose that kills 50% of the population, is so and so, it's in rats, not in human beings. And they use it to sell drugs to human beings. Because what shall kill a rat? Shall kill a person? They know. He said, but I take in dosage. I don't die. My rat chops in dosage. It dies. It's dosage. You know how small the rat is compared to the whole of you? Only you. You are equivalent to like maybe 150 rats. In size. Meanwhile, treatment for you when you want to take in dosage is 2 capsules. You now give the same rat 2 capsules to eat. It's like you eating 300 capsules. You go die too. Where am I going? It's not in the biology. The difference is in the spirit. He said when he withdraws his spirit, they expire. You know what Elihu said? He said, no one says, where is God my maker? Who makes us wiser than the beasts of the field and the birds of the air? Listen, it is the spirit in man that makes him different from the animals. It's not the biology. That's why the evolutionists will can't understand. You want to explain it, so that's why they think that you came from baboon. You didn't come from baboon. It's just that baboon was made from the earth. Let the earth bring forth living creatures. And when God wanted to make human beings, he went straight to the same earth also and formed man from the earth. The difference is that baboon was formed, then they gave him a kick and he went. But human beings, when the Lord finished, he now bent over him and breathed into him the breath of life. Listen, that breath of life is not the breath that made his heart beat, because the baboon's heart was beating also. God didn't have to breathe into anybody. The fish's heart is beating. The difference is that when he breathed into him, he connected him with the spiritual realm. He now became a living soul, different from the other animals. This time around, this one had a will, had emotions, became is a real spiritual being also. That's why he could become like one of us when he took some certain decisions. What am I saying? When sin enters, sin withdraws that spirit of God, will begin to decay. And listen to me, were it not for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the white men will also have come to Africa and seen people that are slightly more advanced than the baboons. It might feel bad. That was exactly what they met. You see, tiny wrapper made of leaf. When white man came across the ocean with gun, he carried sword. Twa, twa, all of you are dead. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's not in the biology. That's what I'm going to explain. It's not in the biology. The white man and the black man, apart from the color of their skin, they are the same thing. Identical. Pata, pata. It's spiritual. What does sin do? Sin is the reason why we don't have sense. I was listening to this man from Trinidad. Anyway, he was telling something about world systems. Talking about the corrupt world system. This is what I'm trying to say. Noah Woodruff. Now, did I explain something reading from James? Talking about the Babylonian system that the world is operating. Listen to me. Under whatever name, even when those who have advanced depart from the knowledge of God, they start creating world systems that keep on collapsing. It will, look, forget economic hardship. It will face America and face Europe again and again as long as men start making laws that reject the knowledge of God. That's just the way it is. That's what the Bible calls the wages of sin is death. That's what death is. It spoils the economy. It spoils the brain. It spoils the ability to advance. It spoils the home. All you need to do is cross the Atlantic and go to those so-called Western countries who had the knowledge of the gospel and then drew away from it. The gospel did something bad for them. It showed them the equality between man and woman. Are you getting the point? After showing them that equality, they now left the gospel. Two equal captains who now wants to pilot the same boat. What happened? Death entered. I was watching TV the other day. They said that Angelina Jolie and her partner are separating. Somebody said divorce. It's not divorce. They were never married. They were never married. And don't say, what's wrong with them? It's not their fault. It takes faith to marry you. I know what I'm telling you. Jesus said to his disciples, you can't divorce. Peter said, thank you. In that case, John, you hear so? You know, you're the young boy. Those of us were already in. He has condemned us that we can't come out. But John, let me advise you. This guy don't put you inside. We're inside already. He said it's better not to marry. No, that's what he said. And these were men who even know, they even knew God. So when you reject him totally, forget. Divorce rate will hit 90%. In fact, you know why it's only 50% in a lot of those places? Because they have become wise. They don't marry anymore. So Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are not on the divorce list. They were never married. They have three biological children together, but they were never married. They adopted three other children, but they were never married. It's called death. It's called what? Death. The wages of sin is death. Now, this is the point. It's when people have been alienated, suffering like this, you can imagine. Have you watched TV, seen what's going on in Haiti? The Haiti problem is physical, is outward. Alright? They're spreading to the mental side, but there are those who are in the midst of abundance. They are suffering more than the people in Haiti right now. There are people who are shouting, Baba, careful. Then every night they are contemplating how to commit suicide. They've tried three times, it didn't work. And their fear is that if they try again and they die only halfway, what will happen? What I'm trying to say, God looked at all of this And the Bible said that it pained his heart. He said, I don't want them to perish, but to have eternal life. That word eternal does not describe longevity alone. Spiritual things have different dimensions. I'll discuss that one later. So he said, for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him will not experience all these troubles I've been describing since, but shall have eternal life. That is, the curse of Noah that kept the black man down will never be able to keep him down anymore. Listen, everywhere that the gospel had entered and men had believed it, they turned around the path for their generations. That's a matter of fact. That's why when I heard my Miles Morrow describe the issue of the Bahamas, I was excited. Yes, black, we know. But the foundation of their constitution is not on rotational presidency. Are you getting the point? The foundation of their constitution is not how to make one religion dominate over the other. The foundation of their constitution is not how to prevent the domination of one region over another region. The foundation of their constitution is not how to maintain prosperity while you are drilling crude from one zone of the country. The foundation of their religion is not how to share national, of their constitution, is not how to share national wealth. It's on the word of God. The basis was the scriptures. You know, God looked at the children of Israel. He said, tell me, which nations around you have laws as righteous and as just as these ones? Because what a nation will experience is dependent upon the kind of laws they have. Are you getting what I'm going to explain? So that's how they were able to prosper. And listen to me. Sin does not only affect your body. I said it earlier. It affects the environment. It affects the environment. All this punishment, God said, let us bring it to an end. And he brought forth his only begotten son. And that's why Paul said, I am not ashamed of that gospel. It is the power of God to end all these troubles. I was watching Sanjay Gupta on CNN. You know, the medical correspondent on CNN, neurosurgeon. They were analyzing how ancient cures are now being brought to use again in modern day. How they use leeches. Forget leeches. Most of us don't know what leeches are. Maggots, that's a better one. They now use maggots to treat wounds. You know what it means? Maggot. You see them, they grow. You see fly. Vum, 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 vum in the lab. They don't make culture where the fly will lay its egg or produce the maggot directly depending on the species of the fly. Then they help the maggot grow. They package it in bandages. And you saw one white woman with her legs stuck out and they wound the bandage with the maggots onto it. You know, if you saw it, if it was seen locally in Nigeria as an example, black nation, we are backward. Won't mind them. All right, fine. It's okay. All right. But then when they found out that to be doing debridement, like you guys call it, doctors call it, to be removing dead part of wound every other day is hard. And these wounds will not go away if the decayed part remains there. They found out that the easier way to do is just put the maggots. Maggots are better than human beings at distinguishing between the dead and the living. They are small, so they are on the wound, eating away any rotten part and leaving the living part alive. Therefore, the woman's wounds began to improve. This was on CNN. It's being used in America. What am I saying? It looks bad, Abby. So people should be ashamed of it. But it's the power of healing for that wound. So the doctor said, I am not ashamed of my maggots. It is a power to heal your wound. When Paul was writing, I am not ashamed, you know what it means? There's cause for shame. I always say, David won't say that, my enemies don't rejoice over me, because when I'm down, I will rise again. It means a man can only sing that song when he's on the floor. No man standing tells his enemy, don't rejoice over me, because if I fall, I shall rise again. I lie. It's when you are down. What am I saying? The Bible makes it clear. If you see Paul saying, it said the Greeks want knowledge, but the gospel is foolish. I don't know whether I get the point. They tell you that HIV is ravaging everywhere, it's killing everybody. And I say, all right, what are we going to do? One scientist comes, talks about the different strains of HIV, how GP140, GP120, P16, he tells all kinds of stories. Talks about how this particular receptor combines with this, how we can develop drugs to inhibit this kind of receptor so that the virus cannot move into new cells. I'm a pathologist, so don't worry about it, all right? I know it very well. I teach students. I'm making it simple for you. I could make it harder. Then you finish. One Chinese man comes and talks about herbs that boost the immune system. And he starts to explain it. They look at him with suspicion, but at least it's a chemical. Day after, everybody has come with their research. Someone talks about how to develop antibodies or antigens that will stimulate. They say all kinds of scientific things. And I say, okay, sir, what's your own? You now say, 2,000 years ago, a man died. And if anybody will raise his head and look at the man's face, he shall be immune to HIV. It is arrogant foolishness. It is stupidity. They will call the psychiatrist for you on the spot. That we are describing serious matter. Look at this joker. He has shown up to tell stories of somebody who died, a criminal that died 2,000 years ago. Now you understand why Paul said, I am not ashamed. You can call me a fool. I know it is a power of God for salvation for anyone that we believe. Whether it's a scientist or as in ignoramus, it makes no difference. If the problem is HIV, lift up Christ Jesus, you will see HIV fly away. It's a spirit. Paul said, I know it. I know this is a gospel that equates the black man and the white man. When you see, look, the typical white man is born racist, and it's not his fault. It's in his genes. He saw the black man. He couldn't do anything. It's painful. Some of our best preachers in the world, listen, I have a preacher, I quote him once in a while. I can't even tell you, you don't know his name, I mentioned it. I have one of his CDs in which he said it was immoral for the American Constitution to say a black man and a white man are equal. Not somebody told me, if you want, I drag you to my house, I play it for you. And I laughed. I said, don't be angry with him. He's out of touch with the word of God in that regard. This guy, I have one of his books at the head of my bed. It's amongst the last things I touched before I came for this meeting. I read him. In that area, I just laugh at him. He had his reasons. He said, well, this is not the people who we just brought out of. He said, these guys are primitive. He was angry when the Supreme Court made, you know, when done those civil rights activities. He said, these are immoral judgments. Don't be angry with him. He grew up knowing only that side of the truth. I said to you, error is not when a man is telling an obvious lie. Error is when he carries what was true beyond his boundaries. Ever since Jesus died and the black man came to the knowledge of the truth, he became equal with anybody else who will come to the knowledge of the truth. So Paul said, I know this is what can do it. It's the gospel. So he said, I am not ashamed of it. You can call me an idiot, I am not ashamed. If anybody will believe, they will discover the power in my gospel. It is a power of God unto salvation for everybody that will believe. Whether it's a Jew. I don't like saying Jew or Gentile because it was addressing an issue then. Whether he's educated or not educated, that's more like it for us. Whether he's rich or he's poor. Whether he's a Nigerian citizen or an American citizen. Whether he's white or he's black. The same God is rich unto all that call upon him. There is no difference. That's the end of sin. The effect of sin. That's the end of death. It's in Christ Jesus. Because my time is up, I'll continue next time. I'll talk about the meaning of that word righteousness. Salvation, I began to introduce it. Salvation is when God delivers you from the power of death. Salvation is when God takes you from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his son. Salvation is when Satan no longer has dominion over you. Salvation is when the ancestral curses, which I said are not lies, until they move beyond the boundary. A man was bound today. Listen, there are those, they work hard, they can never succeed. And one preacher says the ancestral curse. The preacher is not lying. The lie he told is in the deliverance is offering. He said, bring money. We will go to your village and deliver the witches out of the tree. Give him the money, you become poorer still. Giving that man the money is part of your sin. That means what I mean is that that's part of the way you are going to suffer for the sin. You are getting poorer. You are owing 5 million. All the money you have is 1 million. Then a man said, bring half a million so for us to pray. You know, he has just reduced you to
another half a million. So you are getting further away from recovery. Why? Because he has not brought you real solution. Let me just say this, by the way. Salvation is purely by faith. If anybody says you need to give to be saved, it's a lie. What we do in Christianity is that we give up. Now, there's a difference. You know there's a difference. To give is to give, you know what I mean? To give up is to forsake. My life changes, it turns around. That's the key to salvation. And it's not because you are paying God, it's because you are living life, you are departing from what you were before and facing another direction. Are you getting what I'm saying? Salvation is when God takes you away from all the problems of life, which are the consequences of sin, which the Bible calls death, and brings you into life. He said, he that has believed, John chapter 5, verse 24, has passed away from death and has entered into eternal life. That's the foundation of our faith, though. We'll continue developing next time. I hope you learned something today. Have I made any sense today? If you understood me, say amen. All right, I'm happy. All right, let's give the Lord thanks then. Say, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you because of your word. We thank you.